begin the Mishnah.
Afa pi shamru psula gaive mosayim. Amone mone im rotsa la hoisef afilu meya mone mei yoisef. If the chosn wants to be moisef, to give a taisvis ksubi can be moisef. Nis alma lo oinis garsha. Beim in a erisen, beim in a nisuyim, goive es akil. So she's goive everything, she's goive the taisvis, according to the Tanakama, min a erisen. Also, abiloza ben azayo ima, min a nisuyim goive es akil, min a erisen, psula goive masayim, al mone mone, shalai kosavla, al amanas lakainso. That the taisvis was only written if there will be nisuin. But if there won't be nisuin, so there's no chiyuv taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im rotza koisev lepsula shtar shel masayim. If he wants, he can write for a psula a shtar shel masayim, and behi koisevis is kabalti mimcha mone. And she writes a shoiva, which is b'mokim mechilem, that she was makabel from a mamone, that means she's moich lamone. Lamone, mone, because service is kabalte mimcho chamishim zuz. Chameyer oimer, kol hapeiches lapsulam imesayim lamone, mimone reizu beilas znus. Zot rashi afal pi imrotzo bigmore porich pshite. Shleikosav lo toisvis demidatoi, that's all meloza ben azayod, ella almenas lekainso. Vikoiseves, afa pishaloi niskablo, meicheles. Vikoiseves, beloshen shoiva, she writes it beloshen shoiva. Let us see toisvis. Af alpi imrotza lohoisev afilu meye mone moisev. Taima, so Taisvis asks, Ta Achshav Noagu Shekoisev Choson Lekale Meyalitrin. The meaning nowadays is that the Choson writes to the Kale Meyalitrin. Afal Pi Shein Lai Shaveput, even though it doesn't possess anything. And this creates a problem. So Taisvis elaborates. To be Shloimek Sheyesh Loi. When he possesses nechosim, who mishabed nechosov lezeh hachoy, then he's mishabed his nechosim. Vahoyol v'nischayev, and since v'nischayev, we'll see exactly what this means. Afilu nevdu eilu anechosim, afilu these nechosim got lost, v'kol na'acherim, and he purchased other nechosim, Hemishtabdim, so they'll also become Meshubid. Even though the new Nechosim he did not possess when he was Mechayiv himself. But they also can become Meshubid. Afapish and Oda Makne Dova Shalei Beloilo. So why is it that way? Mikomokim Odom Meshabid Dova Shalei Beloilo. But a person could be mishabed over shloim beloilam, kiven the kosav, the osed anila mikni. He wrote in the shtar that he's mishabed not only the nechosim he has now, but he's also mishabed the nechosim which he will eventually purchase. Kedamrinen b'mishemeis. So there is a, by shibud there's a kula. Avol oisoi she'ein loy, but a person who doesn't have any nechosim now, hayech yishtabed nechosav sheyikna achay kein, kivin she'loy nischayev lo, since he didn't become mechuyev, haynu dovol she'loy bo lo ilom. So we have to know, Taisvis is very difficult to understand. And as we had mentioned yesterday, the Pashtus Taisvis held that one cannot be Mechayev himself if he doesn't have any money. with a kinyan chalipin, that's considered a kinyan dvarim. That means kinyan chalipin works on, it's a maisa kinyan. You can be kind of things. You can be meshabed akalke with kinyan chalipin, because shibud is also a schus gviye, which is also a hakno and dine mominis. So you could make kinyan chalipin to be meshabed akalke. But if he doesn't have any karke, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have a shabbat pruta, so how does it help? Now, Taisvis, so that is a halbetzore. That's, we can understand Taisvis kashe. Taisvis held that, as we mentioned, kinyan chalipin only works. You can't make kinyan chalipin that I'll say krishma bismanai. Kinyan chalipin is a maise akno. So it's only shayach if he has nechosim. If he doesn't have nechosim, it's not shayach a maise hakno. That we can understand. But there are two things which we can understand. Taisvis is Moisef, if he had nechosim, b'shas teshibut. So even though those nechosim got lost, and he purchased other nechosim, it's also no problem. Now, on these other nechosim, he didn't make a new maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan was b'shas, the chasson, he was m'shabed himself. So that Taisa says, afo pishen odom makne dover shaloi boloilom. Become okam odom m'shabed dover shaloi boloilom. A person could be m'shabed dover shaloi boloilom. So, for some reason, it's good. A person could be m'shabed dover shaloi boloilom. So then we have to understand, so what is the problem if he doesn't have nechosim, but he'll be mishabed adov v'shaloi b'loilom? Now Taisus says, kivin she'ein lo, hach ishtabed nechosim v'shikachekein, kivin she'ein nischayev lo, haynu dov v'shaloi b'loilom. But Taisus said before, you could be mishabed adov v'shaloi b'loilom. So in Chedushi Rab Shloime, he wants to say pshat, and Memeson, the Lashon of Taisvis is mashma like this. Now we'll try to explain what he says. But first, let us, I'd like to say over the Lashon. So Abshleima wants to say, the Beyeshloi Nechosim, when he has Nechosim, now, Mahani Be'emes HaKinyin SheYishtabit Gufoy. If he has Nechosim, then the Kinyin helps SheYishtabit Gufoy. V'lehavi kinyan dvorim, this is not considered a kinyan dvorim. Kivin da'ideze mishtabedim ha'nechosim. Avalei mein lo'i nechosim, avalei kinyan dvorim. If he doesn't have nechosim, then it's a kinyan dvorim. Now, let's try to explain what does this mean. Then we'll go a little further. In Chedushi Rab Shimon, on Ksubis, Simim Emches. So, Rab Shimon says that the Ri held that the Ike Schus Shibut HaGuf, what does a Shibut HaGuf mean? Shezoichoi Begufoi Shelam Ischayif K'moi Begeder Mashe Kone Evet Kone Rabbi. So Rab Shimon says a very interesting rayon. We see there's an Inyan by an Evet Knani, Mashe Kone Evet Kone Rabbi. The Mizeyo Dinon, the Evshelia is Kinyan Ba'atzmoish Shel Ho'odom, Sheloyiye Bailim Al Nechosov. That means, by Nevekanani, we see that I have a kinyan in you that you cannot possess something yourself. Mashe kona evet kona raboy. So I have a kinyan in you, legabe your possessions. That's by Nevekanani. So he says, ubishibud, so that's Nevekanani, ubishibud, Av shohu nisher bailem al nechosov,
By Shibut, if I have a kinyan aguf in the Mischayev, so even though he's a bailam al nechosov, rak le'inyin ze yesh le teveya schus begufoy shel nitva, shelo yoyil kinyonoy le'inyin zechiyas hatoveya. So that means as follows. That means that a person has a bailus, that not only the bailus is that it belongs to the person. No, this bailus makes that Yenna can't take it. That's part of the bailus. It's mine and it's not yours and it can't become yours. The gather of Shibud is that I have a schus to take yours. I have a schus to be goyva yours. That is Shibud. It's yours. But I have a schus to make it mine. That's a bailus and the nechosim. So Rab Shimon says, so the inyan of Shibud HaGuf is that ubi Shibud avshuhu nishar bailim al nechosav, you're not an Eved Knani, and you're still a bailim al nechosav, rak leinyan ze yesh le teiveya, zechus begufay shal nitva, I have a zechus in you, that your bailus should not stir my koyach agviya. That means so, but that's a kinyan in the nitva. That is a kinyan in the nitva. There's a kinyan gomo by an Eved Knani, that I take over, that I have a kinyan in you, that your nechosim belonging ganzen to me. And the kinyan legabi shibud is, they be kinyan in you, that your baila should not stir my schus kviya. That's how Rab Shimon phrases it. In Birchas Avram, he says, perhaps this is the same vote, the gedder shibud hagufu, Schus legabi gvias nechosim. Dain shum schus beguf atzmoi. V'chol dinei schus ein alinyin ze sheyikach me nechosim. We have a schus in you that I can take your nechosim. Ubeze sviro leila atoisvis. Leshaye chaloi shibet aguf. Im ein shum chayfet shabiyodai likach ayidei ze. Tachol ikar aschus beguf einer legabi ze. I have a schus in you that I can take your nechosim. That's a schus in the nitva. So, im l'chayre, that is what Rab Shloime meant also. So now, let's go back to the Tosfos, and maybe a few things will become a little clearer. Taisvah says, the bishloi mikshayeshloi, hu mishabed nechosov lezeh ha'achoyf, is mishabed nechosim, v'hoyil v'nischayev. Now what does hoyil v'nischayev mean? L'chayre v'nischayev means that the nitva became a chuyev. The karkav has become nischayev. L'chayre, the nitpa becomes mechuyiv. In that guv is the shibud aguf, that is the chiyiv. The chiyiv is that I have a schus in you that I could be goyvi yon nechosim. That is the shibud aguf. So the kinyan chalipin made a shibud aguf through that he had nechosim. Is afilu nevdu eilu hanechosim. So now, since it was shayich through chalipin to make a shibud aguf legabi de nechosim, so now that shibud aguf was chal already. So even though these nechosim got lost, v'kona acherim, he purchased other nechosim, hey mishtabdim, so they can become a shubid af al pishin odem makne dove shaloi bolo ilom. Mikol mokim odom mishabed dova shaloi bolo ilom, kiven the kosev the osed ani lemikne, which that means that since the Rav Shloim also mentions this, that this din of the ikni is koni is when there is a shibud aguf. when there is a shibud aguf, so the nechosim he gets later, there's a klal of nichse de inish inim areivim loy, so these are an ore for the shibud aguf, so it seems these nechosim can stel sich zu to the shibud aguf that was chal through the kinyan chalipin. Avul oisoy she'ein loy, but if a person who doesn't have any nechosim now, hayich yidishtabed nechosim shikna achekein, so to be mishabed in nechosim lady, kivin she'loy nischayev lo, since he didn't become mechuyev, haynu dovo she'loy boloy lo. So it would seem the halacha, that what we say that there's a kula of shibud over kinyan, that even though in Odom makne dover shaloi balayim, Odom mishabed dover shaloi balayim, so it seems this kula works since there is already a shibud aguf, so the shibud nechosim, since there is already a shibud aguf, so the shibud nechosim, the shibud of the nechosim, he'll be kind of late, that the shibud of the nechosim be kind of late, it could also be chal. I saw the Bichas Avon brings down a svore from the Marit, that the Marit wants to say, one of these svores, we have a klal in Oda Makne Dover Shaloi Beloilom. So what is the reason? One of the reasons is, that's in the Muki Yosef in Ezer Neshech, is because an adover shaloi baloilom, there's no gemiras das. That means every Kenyan needs gemiras das. That means that he should be serious in what he's doing. That's we need a maisa Kenyan to bring out the gemiras das. By adover shaloi baloilom, since the thing that we are speaking about is not even boilom, so there's no gemiras das on the maisa Kenyan, and that's why it doesn't help. So he brings from the Marit that by the Ikne, Kivin, the Gufay Meshubit, he has to give the money already, Umuchach Litein, Shuv Gomar Umakni. So the ready is a Gmiris Das and the Shibud Nechosim. So that means, if I'm selling you something, and the only thing is this Maisa Kenya we made, so we say there's no Gemiras Das Bitzad both Todim. But if there is a Shiba the Guf, so he owes him the money, so then he's Gemar Bedatoi that this Kalka which he will eventually purchase should become Meshubit. Al Kapona could be that's another Svore why the Ikni only works with a Shiba the Guf. So Bekitza Taisvis, the way we're learning Pshat and Taisvis, I think that is how Rab Shlomo learned, that Taisvis held that the only musig of Shibud Aguf is that I have a kinyan in him legabi his nechosim, and this can only work if there are nechosim now, then I can acquire this kinyan. If he doesn't have a nechosim, so then it's a kinyan dvorim. So I can't have any kinyan in him now. So it's not chal. So nothing is chal. So that is pshat and teisus kash. I shall let him be mishabed in the chosim for later. That's ayna the makna dover shaloi beloilam. And the whole halacha of the ikni is only when there is already a shibud aguf. So then the in the chosim he acquires later can become mishubed. So that is teisus kash. Vishal Ri le Rabbi Eliyahu. So the Ri asked this to Rabbi Eliyahu. So how does this work? What is Pshat in the Minhag HaOlam? Beheishiv loy de motzino ke inyan ze beperek haSeicher HaSapeyalim. The Sanya Masne Sheimachinam liyos kishoyel. It says over there that a Sheimachinam who mitzad hilches shomrim. He's not mechuyev b'gneiv of aveda, he's not mechuyev ba'onsin.
Aber masne shein machinam liyeis kishayel. Uparech, so the Gemara asks, Bamai, mit vorem? He said, he'll be mechayiv himself to if an einus will occur. The vorem are not a mechayiv. He said, he can say, but he's not mechayiv anything. Umishani bishikonu miyodos. Moses, he made a kinyan chalipin. So he made a kinyan chalipin, and what? To become mechuyev, if an einus will occur, that he'll pay for the einus. Mashme bechol inyan, and it would seem from over there, that this halach applies all over. Afal pi she'ein maknaloi shum nechosim, even though he's not maknim nechosim. El shemishabed gufoy lezeh ha'choyv miyato. He's mishabed his guf now for this choy, for this is chayvis. Loch sheyia loy nechosim chal shibudoy miyato. Ve'in ze kinyin dvorim ba'alm. And this is not a kinyin dvorim. The kinyin dvorim le'havo ki dereish bo bebasre shekonu miyodom lach le'kchotza. A kinyan dvorim means that two people had a chotzer she'ein by din chalukah. They made a ma'aseh kinyan, they'll divide the chotzer. So that the Gemara says kinyan chalipin doesn't help. That means that what they're deciding to divide the chotzer, it's not shaykh to make a kinyan on that. Avol ma'aseh mishabit gufay lischayev ledovo zeh mishtabit. Ve'ein's a kinyan dvorim balma. This is not a kinyan dvorim. Now, the Bichas Avrom says, what was the Rabbeinu Liyol Machadish? Hainu, de'ein habir b'shibud aguf davizchus legabe hanechosim. Not the way the Ri understood that a shibud aguf is as a kinyan of the guf legabe hanechosim. El dezeh atzmai schus momeni begavre. I owe you money. That goof, forget about my nechosim. I owe you money. Dezeh atzmai schus momeni begavre. Verag sheinav kemine kozman shein nechosim. If he doesn't have any money, so what does the owing help? Good, so that's a zaiti gezach. But I owe you, there's a ischaivus of money, I owe you money. So he says, k'may dekel l'peiris. We see such a, there's a kinyan of dekel l'peiris. It's my dekel, l'gabi the peiris that'll grow. So l'gabi, what is it, my dekel? It's my dekel, l'gabi. It's negei the peiris, but I have a schus in the dekel. I owe you money. T'chaliyim afa pishay nafkemine. Hu adin the shayir sheyochol shibud haguf hayoy. Now the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, so that's the Yisayda Machlokes the Ri and the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. If it's shayach that there should be a shibud aguf, that's not mekusha with nechosim. The aguf is a schus money that I owe you money. The atzmei schus mamayni begavah that he owes the money, and that a kinyan chalipin can make this his chayvus. But there's another problem. There's a problem here that Rabbein Eliyahu brought a raya to this yisod from a gemara in Bob Metzia. It says, Masne shay machinam liyais kishayil. So it's machayiv himself. So the Marsho brings down here a kasha. The Marsho asks, so he says, what's the raya? Yesh makshim. Given that masnisen dohoche leikoshelu, the Ri did not ask on our Mishnah. He just asked on the minig oilam. Mishum deikelu ukmi v'deislay nechosim. Could be our Mishnah speaking about, like the Ri explained, he has nechosim, and he has nechosim, everything is good.
כמי שקוסה וראש, אם כן, אך דמאס לשמחינם לי אסקשל, נעמי איני ראי, דאי מדאי רינה מדיס לי נחוס, you're bringing a ראי from a Mishnah, I mean, you hold like, what you're entitled to your opinion, but don't bring a ראי from a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, מאס לשמחינם לי אסקשל, it doesn't say over there he has נחוס, it doesn't say in a Mishnah he has נחוס either, but the Ri wanted to say that Amishna Kol has been speaking as what he has Nechosim. The Minig Olam is Shema. But Amishna is speaking about that he has Nechosim. So maybe there's also speaking that he has Nechosim. Umayum alay mahach dohoche. V'yesh liyashiv dohosem mashmalahu shein makna loy shum Nechosim. אלא שמשבת גופי בקניין לסס לא ישמירה מעולה כשויל. That's משמה that'll make a שמירה מעולה כשויל להישחייה ומלא יעסקי. מה שאין כן הוכד אימקנה לו אלא מומן, ומוציא הרשפת יש לו נחוסת. That means there we could say that it's speaking about that he's mishabed himself to make a shmira mu'ula kishoyil, lishayivim layasake. So Memesin the Marsha is difficult to understand, and achsach me the haflo is mo'irer this. That means if the Marsha is, if we are saying that he's mechayiv himself to make a shmira mu'ula like a shoyil, and that mistame is true, that a shoyel, this greater chiyuvi shmira on him than the shem mechinam. That's for sure. So there's a greater chiyuv of shmira. So the flaw is, so there's nothing to do with our shayla. That means, if a person is mechayv himself to be a better shoyma, like a poyel, a person will mechayv himself to work for someone. So, that no one had problems in understanding. How could a person be meshabed himself to be a poil? That's takeshi budaguf. I mean, I'm meshabed myself to work for you. That's take a type of a kinyan. I'm meshabed myself. So if he's meshabed himself to watch it better, so fine. But that doesn't help our situation. The Ri held that, but if I'm mechayiv myself, I'm not mishabedei to do for you. I there's a shibud aguf to pay you, so paying is totally in the chosim. So what's pshat in the Tosfos? This kasha the haflo seems to ask. The haflo himself and Rabbi Kiveger, both of them were machaven to say pshat and taisv. It's not like the Masha. But there's problems in what they say also. We had a gemara in Eilun Aris that the chiyuv onsen of a shoyel is chal b'shas oynes. That means, we had, let's say, a shoyel died, and later the behemoth, let's say, barred a behemoth, later the behemoth died. So his nechostim never became a shubit for the oynis, because a shoyel b'shas oynis mechayev. So the chiyev onsim is, he's not chayev before, there's no chiyev before. The chiyev is b'shas onsim. So if you'll say he was meshabed in the chosim, so what should I meshabed in the chosim, that when an oinus will happen, it's talking about he has nechosim, we'll say the Marsha's kasha, he has nechosim, and I meshabed in the chosim, that if an oinus will happen in 10 weeks, so a shibud should be chal on the nechosim. There's a klal in Hilchus Kinyan Sudah that you cannot make a kinyan chalipin for La'achalamed, because it's kosa kinyonai. That means that b'shas, by chalipin, the halacha is that b'shas t'chalois kinyin, you need the maisa kinyin. I can't make a maisa kinyin now, and the maisa kinyin is finished, and the chalois will be later. You own, and in order that a kinyin should help for later, you need that al kaponim, a chalik of the maisa kinyin should be b'shas t'chalois. Then the kinyin can be chal later. Like we have by Meshicha, you could be Moshech, and it's Eimid Besim Talach Alamed, you had a Taisus in Yevomis, so it's not Kolsa Kinyonoi. I can make a Kinyon Shtar, and it should be Chalach Alamed, and the Shtar is Kayim, so it'll be Chalach Alamed, but you cannot make a Maise Kinyon and finish, the Maise Kinyon is over and done with, and the Chalais will be later. It doesn't work like that. So Zuktabekivega, some Amela, the Rabbeinu Leyoira Meira de Keraya. Rabbeinu Leyoira Raya, it says Konami Yodi, the Medikin Yechalipin. So you can't say it was Meshabed in the Chosim. And the Gemara says in Eilonaris that the Chiyavonson is Chaleira. So Masnisha Mechinam Liyis Kishoyel means he's Mekabel on himself the Dinam of a Shoyel. So what does that mean? It means that when an Oinus will occur, the nechosim will then become meshubed. So that can't be. It's kosa kinyonai. So he can't say that he is meshubed in nechosim. At kalashoinam. So Rab Shlomi says, but he doesn't understand what they're saying. So fine. So it's a right to the Rabbeinu Leo. But the Rabbeinu Leo, what did the Rabbeinu Leo say? The Rabbeinu Leo says that there's such a musig of a shibud aguf that I owe you. But when does a shayil owe? He also owes lach alamed. I mean, he owes him, forget about nechosim. When a nainis will occur, I have to pay you. So a shayil is a chiyav atayre. So say, I'm a shemachinim, but I'm mekabel on myself that I'll have chiyuv a shayil, that I'll owe you when a nainis will come. So Rab Shlomi says he doesn't say Rabbi Kiveg either. So what is better than Rabbeinu Leo? So you can make a Chiyav Aguf. But the Chiyav Aguf is also not Kal now. The Chiyav is Guf. If you're saying that Toysus is going, that the Chiyav Onsim is Chal Mishah Sainis, so just like the Rabbi Kiveg and the Aflo said, that you can't be Mishabed in the Chosin that he has, that he should become Meshubed then because it's Kolsa Kinyonai. So he can be Meshabed Yeguf then also because it's also Kolsa Kinyonai. So Shlomi doesn't understand what they want to say also. Okay, so we're in good company. So we also don't understand. But Kaponim, that's a Pesakasha. Somehow the Rabbeinu Leo saw in that Mishnah, Masnash HaMachinam Liyas Kishoyel, it seems that somehow he saw from there that you can make a chiyav aguf. Let us go a little further. V'yesh mefoshim, the kivin de koysev stome, she kol nechosav achoyim. He writes that all my nechosim will be achoyim. Lama loynis chayim. So why shouldn't he be mechuyim? Are he hoide she yesh loy nechosim. Ba'avu pi she'on lo yoidim she'ein loy. We know he doesn't have a nechosim. Abai do'as baldin kemei eidim domi. But here by do'as baldin. So l'chayre, let us stop here for a minute. So l'chayre taisu means to say like this. The yesh meforshim are going according to the ri. The ri understood, if he has nechosim now, everything works good. Whatever the lumdus is, here's the chosim now, then it's shaykh to make a kinyan chalipin. Then later, filo, did his nechosim get lost, he gets no problem. If he has nechosim now, it's good. No, the ri had one problem. The chosim doesn't have a pruter. Doesn't have a pruter, so the kinyan wasn't chal. So the Rabbi Netam said, who says the chosim doesn't have a pruter? He said he's meshabed all his nechosim. So you don't know where's the nechosim are. So you don't know. But halachically, we don't know where the nechosim. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. He's writing a shtar, which is acceptable in Bezdin. I'm a Shabbat now, all my nechosim. So in Bezdin, we hear Meya Edim saying that this person was Meshabbat his nechosim. So as long as he was Meshabbat his nechosim, so Memele, so So the shibud was chal, and later he purchased different nechosim. It's the ikni. So no problem. We don't know about these nechosim. What's your business? You don't know. Aba halachically, the shibud was chal, and we gave it. We have a birur of eidos balde. That's lechayre the poship shatn taisvis. The Bichas Avrom asks a more de kekash. The Bichas Avrom asks as follows. The Gabi Bezdin, we understand this beautifully. Bezdin doesn't know any chochmes. 100 Edom came to Bezdin, says he was Meshabed is Nechosim. So Bezdin has a clear heart. He says he has Nechosim, finished. So no problem. Can be goyver. But Lagabi, let's talk about the chosin a minute. Lagabi the chosin, between you and me, he knows he doesn't have a pruta. Okay. So fine. So between you and me, let's talk to him, chutzlebes, let's talk to him. Reb chosin, listen, between you and me, you don't have any in the chosin. Right, yeah, okay. But we won't say this in Bezen, but didn't Bezen geret, we'll talk. Do you have any chosin? I don't have any in the chosin. Fine. Was the shibud chal? No. Were you going to buy nechosim later? Will the shibud be chal? No. It won't be chal because I didn't have nechosim to begin with. Fine. Now you're going to buy nechosim later, and you're going to sell these nechosim, and the ikne it's meshubid. You sell the nechosim, you're going to mom from the lekuches. Now who's going to burn in Gehenna when they're going to mom from the lekuches? Between you, the Bezdin will burn in Gehenna. Bezdin heard from you that you had Nechosim. So Bezdin says that he had Nechosim finished. I'll be going from the lekuches. Bezdin is no problem. But between you and me, you know that you don't have Nechosim. And the Dikni and the Nechosim didn't become Meshubit. And when you'll sell them to Lekuchis, sorry, if you'll be around Memela, but if you'll sell them to Lekuchis, or it will be given from Meshubodim, it's not Meshubodim, it's Gezel. Reb Chosin, it's an embarrassing question. So what's Shatan Tais? It's good. Haidaz Bodin Kameidim Domi. So the Bichas Avrom asks this kasha, which is a meridike kasha. It's a very choshevik kasha. So he says that the Ktzais learns pshat in this taisviz als kinyan oidise. Now let's explain this for 1 minute. There's a kinyan, there's a gemara in the makor of kinyan oidise is a gemara in Baba Basra and Misha Meis. And from the Gemara we see a Mordeke Chiddush, that if a person is Moide, that these Nechosim, Reuven is Moide, that these Nechosim belong to Shimon, so it becomes Shimon's. There's a Kinyan Oidise. If there's a Haidah that it belongs to Shimon's, we know there's a Din, that could be that's a Daraisadik Din, a Haidah's Badin Kmeidim Domi, that we believe him that it is Shimon's, but there's a Kinyan Darabonon that it becomes Shimon's if I say I'm either that it is Shimon's. The Ktzais learns this Taisus means with Kinyan Aidise. What's that Kinyan Aidise? So with Kinyan Aidise, I said, so the Ktzais learns as follows. The Ktzais learns, what Taisus had a problem. Taisus had a problem that if he didn't have any nechosim now, so you can't be mishabed the nechosim he's going to purchase later, because then there's a problem of other makdadover shloi beloilam. There's no nechosim now. There was never chalashibed the goof in other makdadover shloi beloilam. That was Taisus' problem. So the Ktzais says, but I'm saying that I have nechosim now, so I'm saying that the nechosim I'll purchase later will become mishubit. So als kinyan aidisa they become mishubit. Als kinyan aidisa they become mishubit. So it's mishubit als kinyan aidisa. Fine. That's how the Ktzais says pshat and taisa. So at first the Bichas Avrom didn't understand what the Ktzais is saying. He says, there's a new problem over here. There's a problem in other makna dover shaloi baloilam. And you can't be mishabed adovashloi bloilm, it seems, if there's no shibed aguf. So, So the Ksai says, but als kinyan Aidisa, it becomes Meshubed. But there's a chasson of Davish Leib Beloilom. Aidisa is another just like Shtar doesn't help, just like, and all other kinyanim don't help, just like Kesef doesn't help on a Davish Leib Beloilom. So why should Aidisa help? This Kasha yesks on the Ksai. And he says that Teretz, we have mentioned the Yisoid before, and Demison, the Etzim Yisoid, what he says, Rab Shimon also says this Yisoid, that this Kinyan Aidisa works with Gemiras Das, and it works with Taloch of Eidor Spaldin. That means like this. Since if I'm going to tell Besdin that this belongs to Yena, that this is Meshubet to Yena, Besdin will believe me. So already I'm Goymer Das to make it Yenims. That means all the time, we had mentioned before, one of the Chesreinis of Loiba Loilam is, because there's no Gemiras Das. That means I'm selling you the peiris which are going to grow. It's now in the winter, we don't see any peiris, and good, we're making the formalities, we're making a maisekin, but there's no Gemiras Das when we see a bare tree and there's no peiris in the Felten Gemiras Das. That's a Chesreinis of Loiba Loilam. But if there's a hidos baldin, that means I know, I just said now that I have karka, in the mail of the karka I purchased later, will become mishubit. So I know halachically, Bezdin is gonna be goyva from that karka. That I know, because Bezdin is believing me. So that gives me a koya, so that, so because of that, I'm goyma bedati taka to be makna that karka. So there's no chison of dovashalay baloilam. So that's Shatan Toisvis. That means Aidisa, even though it's a Kenyan, but Aidisa works on the Loiba Loilam also. Because since he has an Amonis on what he's saying, so Memela there's already a Gemiris Das on what he's saying, and Memela it's Takech Al Kaponim HaKinyin Ischal. So that is, that's how he wants to say Shatan Toisvis. Mitam se me bene tam, she koismen ba shois, when you make a harsho, by the harsho it seems they were makna the choiv to the musha with kinyan agav. So, the shayla is, doesn't have any karka, so how could the malva be makna the choiv with kinyan agav? Biknesi lo yabamas karka bachatzeri. So in the shtar Moshe it says I makne him the choyv agav the karka. Aber bishanu yoidim shele karka. Kim demayde sheyesh loy dos badin kimeyedim domi. So the Rabbeinu Tam says we live like that. I mean that's how zal kaponim. That's more or less pshat and toisvis. Now let us learn the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah. If he wants to be Moisev, he could be Moisev. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? He could be Moisev. They made a Moisev Kenyan, and so why not? So the Gemara says, Ma de Taima Kitsusa of the Rabbonon. No, the Rabbonon made a certain amount that has to be in Exuba. You can, if this one makes a Taisvis, he's making a Ksuba of $1 million, the Ksuba plus Taisvis, this one is only giving 200 Zuz, Masayim Zuz. So I would think maybe Chazal said, no, we have to have a standard Ksuba. Is Kamash Malon, that no, they did not make a Kitsus, and if you want to be Maisiv, you can be Maisiv. Now, it said in the Mishnah, Im Rotza Lohoisev, Afilu Meyamone, Yosef. Rotza Lichtoiv Lo Loiktoni. And the Mishnah was very meduik. It did not say if he wants to write her that he owes her another Meyamone, he can do that. El Rotza Lohoisev, if he wants to be Moisev, Let's see what Rashi says. Rotza lichtoiv loikton. Iton a lichtoiv. Avishamini mineshiya toisvis kori ksube. I wouldn't know from our Mishnah that the Tosfos is called Ksube. Ela kematone midaito. He's giving a matone. He's fine. Ve'ein shein Ksube olov. That's what I would say without our Mishnah. Hashted it nan lohoisip. And now he says he wants to add on to the Ksube. Mashme noisav ala ksube shetikno chachomim. This is an addition to the ksube. V'shein ksube olov gamu. So and this is also a shame ksube. So memele, so from here we learn out, tnai ksube kichsube. That it has a shame ksuba on it. That means that when we're adding this onto the ksuba, so it gets dine ksuba. Mesaila rabbi, omer rabbianai, omer rabbieve, omer rabbianai, na ksuba, ki ksuba domi, naf ke mine, lemoicho, ulemoicheres, Lemoyredes, ulopoygemes, letaivas, uloiveres aldas. Let's just stop here and we'll see how much time we have. So let's see what Rashi says. Tnai ksube, toisve, shuhumasna lohisif lo, v'chein mezoynes, v'chol hanach desnam bepirken delel, is kichsube, lemoycheres ulemoycheles, moycheres ksuboso, oi moycheles ksuboso, Mochlo umochlo esakel. So we say that she sold or she was moichel everything. Vishakel kori ksube. If she says I'm moichel de ksube, so whatever falls into the category of ksube, she was moichel or moichel. Leimrine loy mikri ksube ela mone masayim. No. That's we had Rashi before, that she's mechelis the ksube, she doesn't have mezoinis, because naik sube ki ksube. Tamanusa, that naik sube ki ksube. That, I mean, if she's moichel the ksube, so this falls into the category of ksube. Le meiredes. Now, legabi another case, legabi meiredes. This nambe pirkin, Hameiredes al bailo, and you should have said Hameiredes al bailo, Poichsin lo miksuboso. So we deduct from her ksube. As Imam Adyam says, Meiredes means mitashmish. So each week, we deduct a certain amount from her ksube. The Gemara says a sum. Ad mosai hu poiches, ad keneged ksuboso. That means, is poiches till the Mosai, whatever the Shabbos of the Ksuba is, let's say the Ksuba is Mosaim Zuz, and there's a certain amount you deduct each week, so when you come, so you deduct from the Ksuba, when everything is deducted, then finished, and you give her a get and a guten tag. That is the halacha by Meredes. And Mosai u poiches, a kenegi Ksubosa, is the loitaim a kenegi. Leitaim ekeneged mone mosaim lechudai, ulafa toisves, poichsin bohilchen, where we are poiches from the toisves also. Ul poigemes. Now, what is the taich poigemes? Beperek hakoisev tnam, ha poigemes ksuboso, leisifra elo bishvue. That means as follows, that if she comes to her husband, and she mons the ksube, but she's a psa paygemes, that means you don't owe me the whole ksube, that means you paid me already 50 zuz, I'm just moning from you 150 zuz. And he says, I paid you the 200 zuz already. So that she's a taiveya, and in her tviya, she's poigim the tviya. That means she says, you don't owe me the whole ksube, but you owe me a chelik of the ksube. So the halacha is, apoigemes ksubosa, loitifra elo bishvue. So she can only mum the 150 from her husband if she swears. That's halacha, apoigemes ksubosa, loitifra elo bishvue. In pogma toisves nami, what if she's mourning the toisves? And the same story. she says, you know, the Taisvis was 100 litrin, like Taisvis says, and then you paid me up 5 litrin, but you owe me 95 litrin. Shomra l'shem peroy ma Taisvis is kabalti dinner. I got a dinner for the Taisvis. Avzu peigemes ksubosi. So the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that this also is, if the Mishnah says peigemes ksubos oloi sifra elo bishvuim, and we just said that from our Mishnah we see tnai ksube kichsube, so the halachis which apply by a ksube apply by the Taisvis. So she's, if she's mourning the Taisvis, and she's paigim or tviya on the Taisvis, so also she has to swear before she's able to be gaiver. Vim toyin bailo hiska balta kol ksubosayich le sifra elo bishvur. Ule teivas, what's le teivas? Sha'omu chachamim ha'teivas ksubosa bebezn, ein lo mezainis. She was teveya de ksuba bebezn, that we just learned yesterday. She doesn't have mezainis. Teivas teisves nami ein lo mezainis. Oiveres aldas, beperek ha'madir, sha'omru oleo teitze shaloi beksube, loiteime ksubes mone mosayim, avotoisves matone ba'almohu loyevside. So we say no, oiveres aldas loses kolma shen, that's korit ksube, the Taisus also is a shame ksube. Now let us see Taisvis. Lo meiredes, alibe de Rabbi Yosi, lo yitzterech. Now Taisvis says, this aloha we do not need alibe de Rabbi Yosi. Da filu lo yhavet nai ksube kiksube. Poiches lo. That means, according to Rabbi Yosi, he would be poiches. A filu tnai ksube lav kiksube. Da amale kama masnisam leilam poiches vahilach. Rabbi Yossi says as follows, that Amayred, we said on the Chachamim hold, by Amayredes, your poiches. Each week we poiches a certain schum, each week. Till when are we poiches? Till she owes me, we were poiches to Dmeya Ksube, so now I don't know her anything, we deducted from the Ksube each week. Now, so as soon as she's poiches the Shabbos of the Ksube, so the din is I give her a get, period. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, you always continue being poiches. You don't give her a get, you're poiches. So that means the Ksube was Mosayim Zuz, and it's, oh, it was poiches already Mosayim Zuz, we're poiches weiter. So what do I hear from this? So she owes me, she doesn't have any money. Could be your rich uncle will die, and she'll yarshin, and then I'll mourn that. So Rabbi Yossi holds that the prisa by Meredes is not dependent on Ksube. Your poiches, whenever she'll have money, for however she'll get the money, so we're poiches that she'll have to pay me whenever she'll get hold of any money. So Taisvis says, according to Rabbi Yossi, I don't need this halacha to tell me, by my redes we're poiches from the Taisvis because naiksubi kiksubi. You don't need this. You're poiches, period. It's not totally in ksubi and naiksubi, you're poiches. And whenever she'll get money, she'll pay you back. That's what Taisu says. Alibi de Rabbi Yosi Yitzchak, tafil lo yhavit nai ksube kiksube poiches lo. Do oma le kama bemas nisen, lo ilam poiches vahila, kshim nof lo lo yeru, shemo kemacha, chayse vegoi bemena. Al Rabbonon Yitzchak, sheini poiches elo ksube. Now it's going according to the Rabbon, who they hold you only poiches ksube. Vete Taisu is nami kiksube. Ula paygemes. So the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that the Rashi says by paygemes, just like if she's paygem de ksube, when she mons de ksube, and she was paygem de ksube, her tviya, She says, you don't own me the whole Messiah. You own me 3/4 of the Messiah. So the din is she has to swear on that 3/4. So the same thing with Shimon's Taisvis. And she's Pagim, the 3 of the Taisvis, she has to swear on them. Taisvis says a different shot. It's the Rech, the Impogma Ksubosa, Leisigve Gama Taisvis, Elo Bishfue, Von Heisa Ksube Bishtar Ache, Ve Taisvis Bishtar Ache. And so Taisvis says, of Emerson, there's a big problem. We'll see later, Taisvis and Rashi, there's a machloikis, it seems. If this din of Pagemes is miyuchid for ksube. That means one of the Amr says, by all chaybis it's like that. If a malve has a shtar, and the malve comes to the levy, says, you know, you owe me $100, but Agabucha, you paid me $5 already, so I'm just money you $95. So there's a man Yoma that says so the malve has to swear. So there's a din shvue and a pagim of all chaybis. Lavdav can ksube. All chaybis is a din that if a person is pagim the tviye, that means he's telling us the $100 says on the shtar, it's not. He doesn't owe me $100. So he's pagim the tviye. He doesn't owe me the ksube. He owes me less. So we see already that the shtar and the ksube is not already 100% proof that you owe this, because he himself says he doesn't owe the whole thing. So Mamela, you have to swear on the rest of your tviye. So according to this man, the Yoma, the Marshal speaks out, Achsach. So what's the chiddush that by Taisvis, Taisvis ksube ki ksube, that if she's mund, the way Rashi says, if she mund the Taisvis and she's pagim in the Taisvis, you have to swear. And if some say a person munds $100 and he's pagim $5, you also have to swear. So you don't need a new din of Tnai ksube ki ksube, this is a din by all chayvis. So therefore Tais wants to say a new pshat. It's speaking about that the Taisvis and the Ksuba were written on 2 different shtaris. And so the Taisvis Yeshonim says on this Taisvis, it was written on 2 different shtaris. And she was Pagim, the Tviya of the Ksuba. So the din is, she can't mon the Taisvis without a shvua also, even though it's a different shtar. But since it's Tnai Ksube, Ki Ksube, so she was pagim the Tvias Ksube. That's what the Taisis Hashem said. When I kill b'shtar echad v'la ain't Tnai Ksube, Ki Ksube, nishbas ala kill, the b'gregim shashto is nami yike shvua. Ule Teivas. Now Rashi had said, Teivas means that if a isha is Teiveya, if a isha is teveya the ksube, she loses mezainah. So then, if she's teveya the taisvis, tevas pesh bekuntrishim tova taisvis she ain la mezainahs leitochin perushai aliva the rabbon adam lekama peik almone mishkena oinosna miktsas ksuboso yesh la mezainahs. It says that if she was memashkin, or they gave her mitzas ksuboso, or she gave away mitzas ksuboso, I mean, yesh la mezainis. So that means that the whole, when does she lose mezainis? If she was gave the whole ksube. But if she only was gave part of the ksube, or only teveya part of the ksube, she still gets mezainis. So according to Amadioma, Rashi is very shver. Rashi says, if she was teveya the taisvis, atibas ksubas abezna elo mezainis, abas taisvis nami elo mezainis. So lechel the chiddush of Rashi is, even though she wasn't teveya the ksube, she was teveya the taisvis, but taisvis ksube kiksube, so it's called she was teveya the ksube. But Taisus says, according to Mad Yom, afil ye teveye the ksuba, afil ye goive the ksuba. If you only goive a chelik of the ksuba, you still have mezainah. So what's the chiddush? Yeah. El yesh leforish le tevas. Shim tove mone mosayim v'shayro tois v'es. That's pshat. The yeshlo mezoinis kibit zetan ksuba kichsuba arei loy tove ki mitzvah ksuba punfakel. That means she was teveya the whole ksuba. And she wasn't teveya the tois v'es. So, if you would say p'nai ksuba, lav ki ksuba, some emele, so then she would not have mezoinis because she was teveya the whole ksuba. But since p'nai ksuba ki ksuba, so it's considered she owns teveya mitzvah ksuba. Ula ivere saldas, the hoyel vihivsido ksuboso. Since they concentrate on ivere saldas matzvah ksuba, ivsido nami toisves. Now, the Avar Gavta Taisus says, but there are other cases that they lose the ksuba and they don't lose the Taisus. Avar Gavta Bima'enes, Aktana that's Mimayin, also doesn't get a ksuba, Ushniye, Vailness, Einlem ksuba, Vyeshlem Taisus, and there they do have Taisus. There it splits. The Taisus splits with the ksuba. Hosam Aina Taime, the Mitchile Kshekosav Taisus, Lav adaita de ksube kosavlo. The yedeye shein lima me'enes ushniye ksube. That means there, let's talk about ushniye. Ushniye doesn't have a ksube. So when he's giving the taisvis, so what's the purpose of the taisvis? Not a taisvis on the ksube, because she doesn't have a ksube. So al kolchoch, there the taisvis is, ushem atona ba'ome. The whole musig that a taisvis is an addition to the ksuba is davke if she's an isha that gets a ksuba. So we say the taisvis is an addition to the ksuba. So it's a chelik of the ksuba. But a shnir who doesn't have a ksuba, a me'enes who doesn't have a ksuba, so the, if he wrote a taisvis, it's not to add on to the ksuba because you add on to nothing. She doesn't have a ksuba. So kochach there the taisvis is l'shem matone. Hilkach taisa de kosovlo, matana baalma kosovlo. Bloy shaykh eliksube klal. Va'ailanis nami, in an ailanis, de kosovlo, matana baalma, machmas chibis laila rishaina. Va'fila timtsa ailanis. Hoyel v'loy pirish, since he wasn't meforish, legabi de taisvis, that it should be an ailanis. He doesn't want to give her a taisvis, so we assume that taisvis is a matone for the chibis laila rishayin, even though it's kedushay tois. Aval ksuba atzmo, hoyul ve'eino tluya b'ksiva osoy. It's the mechui b'ksuba, afilo he doesn't write it. Ain't that the lekais lo kamay shechevu chachomim, he may not island this. The chiv ksuba that chazal wa mechayiv is pshat is ayor ksuba. If she's not an island, if she's an island, it's kedushay tois. So I don't know her ksuba. So the chiyuv ksuba is not chal if she's an islandess. And if he's writing a matone, so the matone was written, if he's writing a taisvis, so this is written l'shem matone. Avol eiveres al das, the mikore taisvis adaita de ksuba kosov lo. By eiveres al das, when he wrote her a taisvis to begin with, she was going to have a ksuba. He didn't know later she'd become an everes haldas. So he wrote her a ksuba, and he added on to the ksuba. So now when we cancel the everes haldas, not only the cancel that we're giving, not giving her the ksuba, we don't give her the taisus. Is kshe konsua, big ksuba, konsua gam betaisus.